This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, Music Row. I'm sitting today in the tracking room with Brian Duckworth, one-third of the group of siblings known as Taylor Made. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing good, Bronson. How about yourself?
Thank you for doing this.
It's my pleasure.
So you guys have been busy.
Like a one-legged man in that contest. You know which contest
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Your mainstay thing that you do, really, is truck driver, right?
Yes, I drive a concrete mixer.
Mm-hmm. And that's like on a, like you do day runs?
That is my day-to-day job. I usually start about 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and we get done when the orders are done. So sometimes it's 12 hours, sometimes it's 10, sometimes it's 14, 16.
So the whoever it is you work for must be very understanding as far as with your musical career.
They are absolutely understanding, and I'm going to assume I'm allowed to put a plug in
for
Alcon, which is another company. Our mother company is J.F. Allen, who does a lot of road jobs up around home there in West Virginia. And, yeah, they have been absolutely understanding, and were it not for Alcon, I probably wouldn't be able to be here doing this.
Right. So how long have you been with them?
I've been with them almost 3 years.
And then you're also a third member of your family band, Taylor Made.
Absolutely.
So how does that work for you? I mean, one minute you're driving the truck, and then the next minute you're on stage in front of 4,000 or 5,000 people.
It's fun. I mean, we have our day jobs because, you know, as fun as this is, it's not paying the bills yet. Knock on wood, hopefully it's going to here real soon. Everything's looking up and rolling real good. But yeah, I still have my day job, still drive my truck.
And same time, you're married and you've got 3 sons.
Absolutely. Married the love of my life October 1st of 2010. And, you know, somebody once asked me how I met her, and I just kind of laughed because I really don't remember ever meeting her. I have known Tina my entire life, as far back as I can remember knowing people. I've known her and her family, and just don't remember meeting her or falling in love with her. It's just always been there.
It's like when you were babies, right?
Oh, yeah. We grew up in church together, and from what her mother told us, when they started coming to our church, she was 2 and I was 1.
Man.
So there, I done goofed up and let you know that my wife's a year older now.
Uh-oh.
If she hears this, I'm in trouble.
Somebody's in trouble. Well, you got enough in there about how much you love her. I think she'll understand.
It can't hurt.
So that's probably the hardest part when you're gone, right? If your boys ever get to travel with you?
Every once in a while, they get to come and catch a show or two. My youngest one, Logan, can pretty much sing every song we've put out. All he wants to listen to is what he calls daddy songs. Him and Tina will ride around in the car, and he always wants to hear daddy songs. So she gets to, even though she doesn't sing much, she knows every word because he just wears her out on Taylor Made.
Well, your whole family, it's incredible. You know, you're one of 7 siblings, and you were raised by a single mother, right?
Yes, we were. And, you know, the cliche sound of it is that we grew up on a back porch playing guitars and singing, and we're just as country as the day is long, and that's where it started.
And now you are doing the same thing with yours. I mean, carrying it on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get the guitar, and I try to sing them to sleep and teach them songs. And my oldest one, Zachary, is a drummer in the high school band. Well, middle school band. He goes to high school next year, I believe. But he's a drummer, and the middle one's really into performing, and he sings along with the TV. And like I said, the youngest one knows every song I've got. So
now if one of them or all of them comes to you, Dad, and says, I've decided I'm going to be a musician and I'm going to play music for a living, what's your thoughts on that?
I would encourage them. I have had so much fun at this. And, you know, it's been a dream for so many years. I can't imagine having not tried it. It looks really, really good at this point. It's looking like, you know, the stars are coming into alignment. And hopefully if this hits well enough, my 3 sons can make that decision and not be hurting for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't mind working 14-hour days and then driving 3 hours to do a practice or a show so that my sons won't have to work like I do.
Right.
I don't mind the idea of doing that.
And you bring that to your music, too. You bring that in the songs that you do write. I mean, I know everything you're thinking about is family, state, country. I mean, that's your guys' whole mode.
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to not think about family when you've got your brother and your sister right there with you. I mean, it all revolves around us and our families, our children. It all rolls in there together. And without that support from that same family, we couldn't do this.
Yeah. I've been hearing a little bit of this new record you are making. Give me some of your own thoughts on this six-pack you're doing.
This six-pack is going to be awesome. I cannot wait to hear the finished product. And, you know, when it's out there, it falls into the vein of what people want to hear, but yet it's just different enough to be catchy, and we're just having a ball with this. I cannot wait till it's out.
Well, you were actually doing a photo shoot for it yesterday, right?
Yes, and it even went totally different on that. I mean, they did a photo shoot with me not wearing a cowboy hat and not wearing cowboy boots, and that's a first for me, which I'm not a cowboy. I'm a redneck that dresses like one, but I have worn cowboy boots my whole life to wear flat shoes. Just, and it's fun because it's different, and I like that.